Well, my name is D-Way.
And this is The Raven.
And we are having a conversation. I don't think radio has gotten more grittier than this. We're doing it. This is a grassroots 100%. I've been talking to The Raven a lot about the issues at hand, the things that I feel we all should be thinking about if we are obsessed with everyone's freedom around the world. And I think that a lot of people who have heart are obsessed with this dilemma. It kind of goes hand in hand. And I have been feeling from the people around me a hesitancy around facing these bigger issues and a fear of these issues, which makes sense because it feels really powerless and debilitating. It is powerless and debilitating, realizing that we are all stuck in a system that is stuck. So I've just been thinking a lot about that and what that means in my life personally, and how we move forward globally is something that's important. So I wanted to ask you, Mina, where do you think we're at? Maybe globally might be a way to put it, but where are we at, the state of the people?
Well, I think that we are further towards our freedom than we know because we don't have our own media. We can't talk with each other. We only have basically the information power gives us. So it's not going to give us the full picture. And we get little glimpses of how concerned they are, and big glimpses. I think the most recent presidential election was not how they would have preferred it to go. They would not have, if they could have put someone in more plausible, they would have. But they could not. And I think the fact that they could not is indicative of the fact that we are actually in the transition to freedom. And then if you put that together with all of the other indicators of that, including the fact that they cannot provide work, quote unquote, the traditional coerced work system is no longer functioning. And this is on a global level. And
so ahead. Everything they're feeding us, we ain't biting as much.
Right. We are not. And I think that those two facts are related. The fact that they cannot provide the jobs and the fact that we are waking up. The job itself, the coerced work system, is a much more, as you said yourself at one point during our conversations, a much more powerful conditioner of thought than even the family system, even though the family system gets at us early on. The parent is the deputy of the state and immediately trains us to obey authority because this has been going on for so long and we have not been allowed to discuss an alternative way of relating to each other, alternative to force and coercion. But the earth is constantly, you know, drawing on us. We are all made of earth. We are all part of this same dynamic process of life that means that we are always, at any moment, able to, or what's the right way to put it? at any moment we can begin to hear her call, the earth's call. And it is a very powerful call. And this is why Prince is so threatening to power. And that it breaks my heart that I didn't know this, because I had been disconnected from music altogether, let alone from Prince himself. So I had no idea of what he was doing. And now that I see, with his murder and all of his music come rushing into my world, and realizing he is, in fact, what we've been looking for, or what those who, as you said, do want an alternative to this mess, do want globally all of us to shake ourselves out of this system, to end a system based on force.
Well, that's why I feel like he was murdered. Primary uno number one is that he, for better or for worse, was a symbol of standing for, you know, he's a freedom fighter. I mean, and standing for the people and for love globally around the world. There's no need for this mess. And he just said that over and over again. Let's come on. Let's do it. So he's been one that, I guess I can call him an ancestor now, although I feel like he's still with us and is, I mean, as are all of our ancestors. But he's been one that has helped me through these troubled waters as of recently. I like his simple messages of simplicity. It's very straightforward. And, you know, we've talked about this. The 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. 3 - 3 = 0. We've got nothing. You know, just like very basic. This is how it is. There's no room for, you know, deception or cloudy or, you know, coercion when you boil it down to those. It's hard to, when you have that certainty, which comes from, you know, knowing and loving yourself and expressing yourself and having, being free and having your thoughts and your body and your mind all connected and not split apart.